I am fully optimistic, and I believe that those who are pessimistic, because they do not look from a macro level, they look from micro level. I always make an example that like an ant, that a drop of water covers him, he said the whole world has been flooded. But there's only one drop of water on him himself. Some people, and many, many people, ordinary people, will not be able to concentrate and to look to the political processes, especially such a huge processes, from a global and macro level. That's the reason that they make problems. When you are the driver of a car, you might hear some noise, small noise. When you are not a professional driver, you will be worried that the whole car might be broken up. But when you are a professional driver, they don't care about it. You don't care about it, so it's nothing. I, as an analyst of Islamic Revolution, you know, I have published several books on Islamic Revolution. I believe that the revolution in Iran is intact. I just mentioned about the change, the differences between the revolution and the... Some people, when they go to the shop, they want to buy something. So, for example, from to a butcher to buy meat. When the price is expensive, so okay, the revolution is gone. Finish. Or for example, if they go to a bureaucracy, to a governance system, they see that he was not treated well, so finish. Exactly like the ant, when the drop will go. But if you come out of this and look at the processes of the revolution as a global and historical movement, you will not be pessimistic about it. And you will see that it's going very well. For example, a quarter of a century has passed from the revolution. Have you seen any deviation in Iran or Islamic Revolution with regard to the strength of attacking against the United States and oppression? Iran is fully at the forefront of the quarrel and conflict with operations, istikbar. Nothing has been changed in this room. Number two, with regard to the values controlling the people, the values, despite the fact that there have been so many attacks on it, so many infiltration, but still the Shi'i pure values are governing our revolution. With regard to the leadership, it was not changed after Imam Khomeini to a kind of Abu Bakr system. When you look to Imam Khomeini, you will see exactly going the same way and the same path. And when you look to the success of the revolution, so far the revolution has been succeeded in exporting the revolution, spreading around the Muslim countries, and even damaging the Western imperialism and the Western domination. Look at Lebanon. Look at Palestine. Look at all over the world. Even with regard when in Afghanistan and in Iraq, so far Americans foolishly have done everything on our behalf. And they gain nothing in Afghanistan. They toppled Taliban, and Taliban was our enemy and was really a barrier for the revolution. But they could not really destroy them. And still, they are the Taliban who was created by Americans. Now they have become their own enemy. In Iraq, they thought that with Saddam was our enemy, was a barrier for us. They toppled him down, but the people did not cheer them up. The people now killing them every day. So far, I believe that everything has been done in the world, especially in the region, where in the benefit of the revolution. And why should we be pessimist? What is the reason for being pessimist? And when you look to Americans' situation, America has become weaker and weaker and weaker since 25 years ago, from the economic point of view, from the military point of view, from the political point of view. Everything you look, you will see that they have become weaker. Therefore, I am not only pessimistic, but I am very hopeful. I made a speech in Mashhad 2 weeks ago with regard to the anniversary of a quarter of century of the revolution. At the end, I told the audience that now you are celebrating the 25th anniversary. I don't think that I will be alive, but you will definitely celebrate the 15th year of the revolution.